is my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. Planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Turn my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs and voices never shared. And no one dared disturb me.
Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Laramore, Atmore, Havistall, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Back, folks, to another edition of Edge of Darkness. Sorry for the little bit of delay here. For some reason, my laptop computer is not working today. It's showing it's fully charged, showing that the light is on, and yet the screen is completely dark black. So we are doing the show from my iPhone. So hopefully the sound is okay. Mike will let me know if there's any problems with the sound whatsoever. But the materials and things I wanted to offer for today that are actually on my phone, I will not be able to do that because I can't do that and also be broadcasting this over my phone at the same time. Folks, welcome back. I am the guest host for Jeffrey Bennett. You are listening to The Edge of Darkness here on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Again, www.republicbroadcasting.org. It's the RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is Friday, as you all know. We have right now a lot of snow that's been coming in, hitting the Great Northwest and all the way down into California. I just spoke to a relative of mine in Nevada County, Grass Valley, Nevada City, California, and it's been snowing all day there. Normally where I live, we get maybe 1 or 2 days of snow per year, literally. And it's usually melted off by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We end up getting our third night of snow, and almost all of it is melted off except in the really high hills and the small mountains surrounding us here in the Cascades. Other than that, we have blue skies, almost not a single cloud out whatsoever. And the hillsides are looking green. I can see some of the roads down below. Traffic is moving along normally. We did understand there were some accidents up and down the I-5 because people that are not carefully driving due to the black ice. So please be careful if you're out on the roads wherever you live in here, these United States, especially early hours in the morning or late at night. Watch out for black ice, and you should always be wearing your seatbelt. Well, what I was going to present to the show today was going to be a couple different things that have come across my desk, but what I'm going to have to do is just kind of fly by the seat of my pants here, and we're going to talk a little bit in this hour about what is going on today on Friday here in the State of the Union. Now, one of the things I've been watching was the DM podcast show, and he's excellent. He's become very popular with his podcast, and he brought a bunch of people on as guests the other day talking about what is going on the southern border. And I had a few clips I was going to want to play for you, but of course it is on my phone, so we won't be able to do that today. But what he was doing was interviewing a guy who has his own podcast and his own radio show, and they were talking about what is going on down at the border right now, how Biden is letting all these illegals in, and what it is doing to our country, what it is doing to the United States of America. And how many people have just been allowed to come in, pour in. Many of them are not being processed. The few that are being processed are not really being identified, and they're just being put on buses or airplanes and flown or driven, shipped around the United States, and they're disappearing into the woodwork. Many of these people are bringing across diseases. Some of the diseases that we had pretty much eradicated here from the United States of America. And one of the diseases, of course, they're not talking about, you know, they're talking about the tuberculosis that comes across the border. They're talking sometimes about the cholera. What they're not talking about is leprosy. Oh, yes, folks, you heard the word right, leprosy. That is something that basically the strongest of men, the maleness of some men out there, when they even hear the word leprosy, they start to shake. Leprosy has literally been found in Southern California, in places around San Diego and Los Angeles. Of course, the government's not going to tell you about this. We are talking about right now, we are more than 2 years into this thing with Biden. And things are not happening as fast as many of us would like. And we understand, after I spoke to 107 the other day, a friend of mine, he has been explaining to me what is happening and that it's going to have to reach a point where people finally say enough is enough. It hasn't gotten painful enough for people in these United States of America. So they haven't stepped forward and they haven't really begin to push back the way that they should be pushing back, the way we would be expecting them to push back. So he said at one point, until 81% of the people in the United States decide, okay, enough is enough. We're not going to put up with it anymore. Now, we're not talking about a violent insurrection. We're not talking about a revolutionary war or a civil war. But you know what? The way things are going right now, that is what the globalists want. They want to make it so miserable for us that we will do something very drastic. And then they have an excuse to come in and declare martial law. Now, I think a lot of our American brothers and sisters and many of our patriots are wise enough to understand that that's what's going on. So when many of us think that they've gone underground or they've tucked their tail between their legs and they've gone running for them their hills and they've bunkered down and hunkered down and we don't see and hear from them any longer, I think what many of them are doing right now is they're using this as an opportunity, not just to take a wait and see, but also as an opportunity to prep. Now, as you all know, in World War II, the Japanese said they wanted to invade the West Coast. That means coming in Washington, coming in through Oregon and through California. But they said that they knew better because even back in World War II, even back in the 1940s, they knew, and I quote, there was a gun behind every blade of grass. Okay. Now, the globalists, their whole purpose is to wipe out 8 to 9 billion people around the planet. Within the next 10 years, okay? They have their Agenda 21, their Agenda 30, and their Agenda 50. Agenda 30 is only about 7-8 years away. And the thing is, they don't want to create a nuclear, all right? Only a crazy person would do that, because then the planet and the United States of America and its land and its resources would be so polluted, they themselves could not take advantage of it. Now, remember, the globalists are very selfish. And over the years, what they have done is they have planned, and this has been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years, they create the wars. And then they come in and they say, we're going to mop up and we're going to solve the problems. And we're going to come in like the knight on the shiny white horse and we're going to solve everything. And this is what we're going to do it. And they've made money from creating the war. They make money from cleaning up and mopping up later and supposedly rebuilding. And they continue to keep us in a state of slavitude, okay? Or servitude, as you would say. This is something that the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, especially the Carnegies and the Fords of the Ford Foundation, have been doing for a long, long time. They deliberately created the 1929 stock market crash. They made millions upon billions of dollars from that. And they plan to do something like that again. They know that they can't control everybody's money the way it is now. Not like they would like to. You see, when they brought in the IRS, they used the excuse it was for the war effort. And it was only to help us out until the war was over. But then they keep on creating more wars, right? And they keep on using the IRS and its agents as ways of being able to come after the American people. Because people think, well, if I have to pay my taxes, well, then you have to pay your taxes. And the whole thing is, the American people have been so dumbed down, they don't realize that the way this tax system has been set up is purely illegal. You see, they're not taxing you based on income. They call it that. And everybody's used to hearing the word federal, thinking federal means fuzzy wuzzy. And they're taxing us based on what they say our wages and income. No, what they're doing is they're taxing us based on our labor. They are taxing your labor, your blood, sweat, and tears. Why should you be taxed on your energy, on your physical endurance or physical energy? Why should you be taxed on your physical labor? But see, they call it income tax. And what they're not telling you is they're actually taxing you based on the IRS rules of taxes, which means alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Every one of us is being taxed under the code of alcohol, firearms, and tobacco. And the truth is the only ones pure the actual legal and lawful terms that are set down that are actually earning, making income are the stockholders and the brokers working for the big corporations. There we go. The corporations have been in control of this country basically strongly since 1871. That's when they found a way to basically make our Constitution of the United States, in their terms, kind of, they castorized it, okay? They cauterized it. See, the United States of America and its Constitution, the Constitution does not give us our rights. Our rights are natural, our birthrights. If you believe in God, our God-given natural rights. The Constitution is there to remind government what they can and cannot do. The U.S. Constitution sets out in writing what is allowed and what is not allowed. The Founding Fathers prayed many, many times before they finally set it all down in paper. It wasn't an overnight thing. They prayed about it, they talked about it, they argued about it, they fought about it, and they came back to the drawing tables over and over and over again because they wanted to make sure that the United States of America was not going to be run like what was happening under the crown in England. Many of them left Europe because of religious persecution. How many of our young people who are graduating out of high school today or in college even understand what happened and why? How dumbed down are they? Have their teachers glossed over why it is we came to the Americas in the first place? You see, my great, 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 great grandfather was a commoner who ended up becoming the wealthiest person and the London Stock Company. And he ended up being knighted by King James. My great-great-great-grandfather was Sir Thomas Hinton, H-I-N-T-O-N. Originally, the last name was two words. It was small d, small e. Second word was Hinton, H-Y-N-D-O-N. They changed it to H-I-N-T-O-N prior to King James taking the throne. Now, Sir Thomas Hinton promised King James that he would help to be able to expand his kingdom. And so he came to the Americas. He was one of the co-founders of Jamestown Colony. It was his money that helped to fund part of Jamestown Colony. Now, my grandfather, Sir Thomas Hinton, decided he did not want to stay in the East Coast. He did not want to stay in the Americas. So he went back to King James and said, look, I've named this colony after you. It's called Jamestown Colony. And the Howards are now there. My other great-grandfather is Matthew Howard. And he said, the Howards are there. And What I want to do is I want to send some of my family back there. What was happening was the Indians up in Maryland, of what we now know as Maryland, were uprising. They were upset by the way things were going, and they were going to have a big conference with these Indians to try to quiet them down. So what did my great-grandfather, Sir Thomas Hinton, do? He sent back to the New World his daughter and her husband, who was an officer in the military in England, and he sent back two of his sons for peace conferences and basically to try to help settle the New World. But see, what happened over time is, okay, now we've got, you know, the East Coast here, and we've got the Jamestown colony, and we're going to start taxing the people over there. We're going to tax them, as you all know, on their tea. But they're not going to just tax them on the tea, which everybody drank tea in those days. It wasn't coffee, it was tea. We're going to tax them on their tea. We're going to tax them on their paper. We're going to tax them on stamps. We're going to tax them on the ink. We're going to tax them on just about everything we can get away with taxing them on. And that's what led to the Boston Tea Party, of some of the people who are uprising, dressing like Indians, climbing on the boats and throwing the tea into the harbor. How is it the people of then are braver than the people of today? We ended up having the Revolutionary War because they finally said, no, you're not going to come over here and tell us how to live our lives. We left England and we left Europe because of religious persecution. We were told what religion we could or could not have. We were told what we could, how we had to live. You know, there's an old tradition. You see this when you look at Braveheart and watch the beginning of the movie. That is a true story. If it was found out by one of the lords of the barons that happened to own the land, and then he had the people, the peasants working the land, and then they'd have to pay him taxes on living on the land and working the land, and he found out that one of them was going to get married, he would show up on the wedding day during the wedding celebration, have his men show up, or he would show up with his troops, and they would grab the virginous bride and take her away and have a night with her and return her back to her new husband the next day. There was a law. There was a name for this. People left Europe and they left England because of things like this. They come over here and then all of a sudden the English crown decides to follow us over here. And that is where eventually the Revolutionary War came from. Well, in 1776 and 1781, that wasn't good enough for England. They came back around 1811, 1812, 1813, burned down our White House, burned up some of our courthouses, tried to destroy some of our genealogical records. Well, we were able to push them back, fought back. We won that one. So what did they do? We found out the Vatican. So all Catholics are not bad, but some are. The Vatican helped the Queen of England, the King of England, finance the Confederacy. They paid for their uniforms. They paid for the food. They paid for their weapons. They believed if they could help the Confederacy win, that would be the back door to come into the United States and start taking over the U.S. A lot of you people didn't know that. I was a history major, and that one little part I did not know, that England had actually helped finance the southern states in the Civil War in the Confederacy. And no, the Civil War was not about slavery. It was about industrialization. It was about the North and the South not seeing eye to eye on the two different cultures. The North had one culture, the South had another culture. Yes, the South had a culture of where they needed slaves in order to be able to pick their farms and do all their dirty work. And it's wrong to turn human beings into slaves. But the Civil War was not about slavery per se. It was about so much more. And it was about industrialization and, yes, slavery. And now we know that England actually helped finance with the help of the Catholic Pope in Rome. The American people were able to say, and the Civil War, after ripping states apart, brothers upon brothers, fathers against sons. I had some people in my family, distant relatives in the Hinton family. I went back to visit them a couple times in Kentucky, and they showed me where one half of Kentucky still had slaves, and the other half, including family members by blood, didn't agree with it. And there was a line drawn right down the middle of where I was visiting that church there. So I literally had that going on in my own ancestry. So what happened then? In 1871, England and the monarchies and the wealthies like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds in 1871 and before said, we're going to find another way to take over the United States. We are the globalists. We want to control the world. We want to control the populations. We want to control what people can and cannot do. It was more about power than just about money. So in 1871, the big corporations came in and they basically took over the United States of America. And between 1910 and 1913, they created the Federal Reserve Bank. So all of us would think, well, it's federal. That means it's government. That means it's okay. It's fuzzy wuzzy. They created the International Monetary Fund. How many of you realize that over the first 150 years, people could be born at home? And they would write their name in the family Bible. And that was considered, and still is today, by the way, a legal document. A legal document. But see, the government doesn't like that. The state of California, the state of Oregon, which are corporations, they don't like that. That means that fact that they don't have quite the control. So now we've got to tell people that they're going to get Social Security. And we're going to have them paying into the Social Security as an additional income because not a lot of people like to save or are willing to save. So we're going to save for them. And so they started taking money out of our paychecks and putting it into the Social Security Trust Fund. What people don't realize, some people, is that they have been borrowing out of that trust fund for decades. So when we go to war with a country, and we say to Egypt, listen, we need your help. Are you willing to help us? You know, either they're part of NATO or whatever. And if you help us, we'll lend you the money that you're looking for. Maybe we'll lend it to you with no interest. Oh, now that the war is over, guess what, Egypt? You don't have to pay that money back. And they're not telling the American people that money came out of the Social Security Trust Fund. Every time they want some slush money, they go to the Social Security Trust Fund and they use it like a piggy bank. And then we wonder why Social Security is in trouble. Are the American people angry enough yet? I guess not. Everybody is begrudgingly paying into Social Security. Everybody's begrudgingly paying their taxes, not understanding that income can only be earned by a corporation. So you are not earning income. So when they tell you that you're paying taxes every April based on your income, they are lying to you. If everybody in the United States realized and woke up to what's going on, they would start pushing back. They would start digging their feet in and pulling together as one country, one people, and saying, we have been lied to and scammed for over 150 years. We're not going to put up with it anymore. Remember, this really started to go south in 1871 when the corporations were allowed to come in, when the British Crown was allowed to really start taking over the United States of America along with the Vatican. The Vatican and the English Crown and other well-to-do globalists from around the world. They are the ones who have been doing this. They have a plan in action for us. And part of that plan is depopulation. They believe there's too many of us for them to control. They want to leave just enough of us to be their slaves, to keep on bringing in some income for them, to keep paying their taxes. So instead of having one king over us, it's like we have many kings over us. We talk about the 300 Club. But at the very top of the 300 Club, there's seven main families that are literally controlling everything on this planet. They are evil. They're insidious. They think you and I are less than the dirt beneath their feet. They call themselves the Blue Bloods. And they are people made up of the Carnegies and the Fords and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. Clinton, Hillary, she came from the Rothschild family. How many of you knew that? She has the Rothschilds in her family line. That's why she has a lot of help behind the scenes and behind the curtain and keeps on getting away with the crap she gets away with. And then we've got Bill Clinton, her husband. It was a marriage of convenience, not of love. Bill Clinton, we believe, that he was sired by one of the Rockefellers. His mother, well, let's say she got around. So, of course, when you hear Bill Clinton is going to Aspen, Colorado, and he's jet skiing around with the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers on a regular basis, he and Hillary are both part of the Bilderberg group. They're both hobnobbing with the Gates and the Faucis. When you turn around and you look at Hillary Clinton's daughter, Chelsea, she married a guy who is a nephew of George Soros. See, they all keep it in the family, folks. And you and I are saying we just want to be left alone to live our lives, to have our privacy, to be left alone to be happy. We don't want people butting into our lives and our marriages and the raising of our children. So we'll go ahead and keep on playing your theft of our income, which is not income. It is your labor. They're taxing you again on your labor. But you keep on bending over for them because you think they'll just leave you alone. No, they're not going to. This whole thing with this pandemic, this has been in the making for many years, for decades. They were looking for the right time, the right moment, the right purpose, where they wouldn't just kill one bird with one stone. They could kill many birds with one stone. I was watching something today and they were explaining some of the things these shots are made out of. The Johnson & Johnson, for one, and the AstraZeneca, not just the Moderna and the Pfizer. And in these, now we know that the Pfizer and the Moderna is modified RNA. Why would you want to modify your RNA? Why would you shoot experimental chemicals into your body? You would go down to Rite Aid or you would go down to Walgreens or CVS. Their CVS is all over California and other places. Why would you go into one of these pharmacies, these nickel and dime stores, and roll up your sleeve and take a jab from your doctor or a pharmacist and not do what I did? I said, oh, by the way, I went in to take my shot. At least that's what they thought I was in there for. And I said, before you do this, I would like you to take the vial out of its box in front of me. I want an unopened box. And I want you to take the vial out in front of me. And I want to look at the vial. And then I want you to take out the little slip of paper. You know, the one that whenever you go down and you get your medications filled and they give you a paper and it's basically printed on both sides of the paper. And it says on this paper, it's side effects. What is indicated? What is not indicated? What signs and symptoms you need to look out for if you're going to have an adverse reaction? In all my years, whenever I've even gotten any kind of medication, antibiotic or anything filled, whether it is a civilian doctor, whether it was a military doctor, it didn't matter. There was always that piece of paper that came from the pharmaceutical company that created that medication or that antibiotic or that drug, and it explains all that to you. Do you know that when he pulled out that piece of paper, it was blank on both sides? Why it is a pharmacist did not question this. Now, the excuse from Fauci and Bill Gates and those people basically leading Trump around, making him think that, you know, they knew what they were talking about, and he was believing the people on his staff. They said, oh, well, you know, we don't know all the side effects yet because we had to do this real quickly. You know, we encouraged you to do warp speed. We pushed you to do warp speed. We basically blackmailed you that if you didn't do warp speed, it was going to come back to bite you in the butt later on, President Trump. So therefore, there wasn't time for us to really be able to put all the accurate information on one of those little slips of paper that folds out like an accordion, that's, you know, folded up in like seven different pieces and folded into a box. Let me explain to you folks what many of you may not understand. The FDA has become corrupted from within. They are making money off of these jabs. The NIH is making money off these jabs. I am so sick and tired of hearing people saying the China virus, even when Trump says that, I want to get so angry because he knows better. President Trump, if you ever were to hear this radio broadcast, you know who I am. You sent me your picture personally autographed with gold pen. You know who I am. You know I served in the military 35 years. You know my background and my career. And you know darn well that every medication, every drug that is ever brought forward from any pharmaceutical, whether it's Merck, who are crooked, Pfizer, who is crooked, Moderna, who is crooked, J&J and AstraZeneca, you know it has to go through a minimal of 5 to 7 years testing, up to 10 or 15 years in some cases or more, but generally 5 to 7 to 10 years testing period. And that includes testing, unfortunately, on innocent animals. And then you even have paid people to allow themselves to be guinea pigs. And you made them sign an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, an NDA, non-disclosure agreement. Many of them have been told, we don't know what all the side effects are going to be, but we're going to pay you $400 or $500 to let us experiment on you. And some of these people that were homeless or desperate or had certain diseases and they were looking for cures for their disease, they would agree to this, to become those guinea pigs. The one little trials that was done, we heard it was done on some animals, some ferrets or weasels, some other animals, and there was about 28 or 29 animals, and every one of them died, every one of them. They're not going to tell you that, and they're also not going to tell you how many human beings were damaged. I will never forget the young woman, the nurse, her name is Tiffany. She was the first one to get the shot. She worked in the pediatric part of the hospital. She sits there and she's having this needle put in her arm. She gives you the, you know, claps her hands real quickly, like the thumbs up. And then all of a sudden, she grabs her forehead. She shakes her head a little bit. She says, I'm sorry. She tries to get up to walk away from the podium. She collapses. We were told she died. And yet the news media was ordered to keep that quiet. She was the very, very, very first person to ever take a jab. Whether she took the Moderna, whether she took the Pfizer, the J&J, I don't care. The point is, they killed her, and then they tried to cover it up. Have you, the American people, forgotten already the sacrifice? What they did, she trusted the medical establishment. And the medical establishment, many of them did not know what they were getting themselves into, but they went along with the American Medical Association and the World Health Organization and the fear-mongering, which was being beat constantly like a drum on every TV channel, every news channel. See, they've been working on us for years and trying to dumb us down. putting fluoride in our water, putting fluoride in our toothpaste. And yet, how many of you have gone back to see where the origin of fluoride ever came from? It came from the Nazis, from World War II. They were giving fluoride to the Jewish people to pacify them. It affects your brain. And then when World War II ended, those Nazis that didn't escape to South America, Brazil, Argentina, and Venezuela, the U.S. government brought them over here because we could use those scientists to help us. How long does it take for a person who comes here to actually get their citizenship? I'm not even just talking about their green card. I mean literally to be sworn in with their hand on a Bible and their hand up in the air and saying, I am now an American citizen. Do you know that almost from the moment those German Nazis put their feet down in American soil, they were being sworn in? Because the deal was, you help us and we'll help you. And they ended up bringing this fluoride recipe with them because the whole purpose was to take down America. This has been in the works for over 140 years. Literally. The American people have become so dumbed down, and so many of them have become so lazy and apathetic. They haven't done their homework. They don't understand what is happening. Folks, we are losing our country. Maggie Rose has been doing this for almost 30 years on radio. I've served both active duty and in the military, reserves and guard for 35 plus years, as has my husband. We thought we were fighting to save America from the communists, from the fascists. And they are right here in and amongst us. They have taken over America. And we let them. Our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents allowed this to happen because they fell asleep at the wheel. And if we don't do something, and we don't do something soon, it will all be lost. That sheet of paper that you pull out of a pharmacy box of any medication, the ones for these shots, these jabs, is completely blank on both sides. It's because they were not about to put something up there that wasn't true. And they weren't about to tell us something of what they really were going to do to us. You see, the pharmaceutical companies making the Moderna, the Pfizer, the AstraZeneca, and the J&J, they knew what chemical compounds they were putting into these inoculations. And do not ever tell Maggie Rose they're called vaccinations again. These are not vaccinations. These are inoculations, and they're inoculating us with poison. I watched the Bogino show today, and he was talking about government. Government is not there to help us. Government feeds on its own. Government keeps on growing like a monster. It's like a cancer. And our Constitution was to help keep our government in check. It was a checks and balances. But what happened was we got lazy. The American people, how many of them turn out to vote? Almost none of them. When you really look at the amount of people that turn out to vote, it's hardly anything. Some people just say that because they've given up. Some people feel that their vote doesn't mean anything. So when you get enough people all with that same mindset, then of course look what's happening. We should have never allowed mail-in voting. It is so wrought with crime and corruption. And because people got lazy, so they used the pandemic to say, oh, people don't want to go down to their local school or their local church and fill out the little box behind the little screen and, you know, curtain thing that you sit behind or stand behind to fill out your ballot. You're in and out in less than 5-10 minutes. So therefore, we're going to do the mail-in, you know, balloting so everybody can feel safe during the pandemic. Oh, well, now this turned out so well. Yeah, it turned out so well you're able to steal election after election that we're going to keep on doing it indefinitely. Mail-in ballots were only supposed to be for people that were overseas or people that were in care facilities that couldn't get out to go and vote. And that doesn't mean that the people in the convalescent hospitals and the staff in these care facilities should sit down, Democrat or Republican, and fill out the ballots for these people that are literally in their bed with Alzheimer's or unconscious, breathing on a vent machine and don't even know what's going on around them. How is it all these unconscious people are filling out these ballots? How is it that all these people that are buried in the cemetery down the road from me turned out to vote in the primary in 2022? We need to get back to good old-fashioned in-person voting, and we need to make it a national holiday, and we need to make it one person, one vote on one day. Not like in Oregon where she says, well, you know, now you don't have to have postmarks on them and you can have 7 days to count them. And, oh, now you get, you know, 2 weeks to count them. Oh, well, I'll give you a month to count these. That way they can find out who's voted for which person. And if it's not the person that the Democrat controlled Senate and the Democrat controlling governor want, now they know how many blank ballots to go in the back room and fill out. Because they are in control of the Dominion machines. And their Secretary of State is in control of the Dominion machines. Their Secretary of State, who's a Democrat, working for a Democrat governor and a Democrat majority, wants to make sure that states like Idaho or Oregon or Washington State never have a strong Republican or conservative basis. You don't have to be Republican. You can be Constitution Party. You can be independent. People in this country have gotten lazy, and it's that laziness that's caused us to lose our country. Our children are being dumbed down. When I see a video of a young black man who's literally jumping on his white Caucasian teacher, knocks her to the ground and starts beating her in her back and her chest, beating the holy moly pulp out of this teacher, and other students and teachers run forward and they try to pull him off of her. And as he's being pulled off, he keeps kicking her in the side. What was he, suspended for a few days or a week or so? That was assault and battery. I don't know what kind of anger has made this young man lash out at his teacher like that, but this is insane, folks. And then those people taking the jabs. Have you noticed that any family and friends of yours that have taken the jabs when you didn't, have you noticed that they're more testy than normal? They're more explosive in their temper. They're more hot-headed. They're more emotional. It's because the chemicals in these shots are not only attacking their immune system, not only modifying their DNA and their RNA, making them transhuman. And now, because they have these chemicals that have been patented, these chemicals are now in their body, changing their body. Now they are controlled and owned by the big corporations. You are now patented, and you are now owned by the patent holders. Did you know that? Look at the laws. Look at the regs. It's all right there. But these people that have taken the shots are more emotional, more explosive, can be even dangerous to be around. And yet they're trying to say those of the people that have not taken the shot, they're the dangerous ones. One of the things that we found out today, and I'm not able to play it because it's on my phone, is the fact that some of these have been inserted with different forms of cancer, creating substances meant to cause cancer, or bring back your cancer if you're in remission. Once you're in remission 5 years, you're considered completely cured. People that have never had cancer in their family. I was with a man and his wife the other day, and their nephew was 38 years old. And he took the, basically went forward and said, I'm not going to take the shot. And he got COVID, which is a bioweapon, I was starting to say early in the show. It was not created by China. It was created by our United States government military-industrial complex. Yes, folks, our own government created this COVID bioweapon virus Dr. Charles Lieber at Harvard was part of the Thousand Talents program, where they were having Chinese students come from Red China to come work in his labs, and then they would go back. You think they're not stealing our technology and taking it back with them? He was getting paid not only by Harvard as a professor of the biology chemistry department, he was getting paid by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation additional money, and he was getting paid $50,000 a month from the Red Chinese. And he had some of his people traveling back and forth from Harvard to China with vials of who knows what to the Wuhan lab. Dr. Ralph Baroch was also working with Charles Lieber. Dr. Ralph Baroch was also creating these bioweapon viruses. Go watch the end of season two and the beginning of season three of the Netflix movie Designated Survivor. There's little hints in there of what they've been doing to us and what they still plan to do to us. Again, the end of season two and the beginning of season three of Designated Survivor. Dr. Ralph Baroch out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Dr. Charles Lieber, who was arrested, I don't know where he is now, out of Harvard. Dr. Danielle Anderson, I guess she got away with it. She was the main one traveling back and forth from the United States to Wuhan. They have an agenda, and their agenda is to wipe out many, many millions and billions of people around the globe. And those that they don't wipe out, they're going to still be able to do their depopulation agenda by sterilizing people who survived the shots. Their son and the other ladies, her nephew, 38 years old, went to the hospital, was put on a ventilator, was given that remdesivir. The ventilator blew out his lungs and he died at age 38. One of my sons just lost a friend age 38 because he was told he had to take a shot and one booster, he'd lose his job. He dropped dead 3 weeks ago of a heart attack. Father with three little kids. Another friend of mine who lives near us, her 27-year-old daughter works in a daycare center. I kept telling her husband, a veteran, not to take the shot. He did. She did. They're regretting it now. Their 27-year-old daughter took the shot. And now she has heart condition where she's on beta blockers for the rest of her life. 27 years of age. And, of course, mainstream media is not going to share this. They're keeping it suppressed because if you turn on the TV, folks, do you remember the days with the Marlboro Man? I do. Smoking the cigarette, looking so cool and so sexy. Well, parents in this country pushed back. And because of those parents, we got the Marlboro Man taken off our TV screens so he was not up there indoctrinating our children that it's cool and sexy to smoke. Why are those some parents not stepping forward and pushing back against all these drug companies putting these drug advertisements up on our TV? Fox News, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CBS. All these big pharmaceuticals, these big pharma companies pushing all these different drugs on us on TV during the advertisements. And this might make you dizzy, and this could cause you to have a heart attack, and this could cause you to have a stroke. Why the hell then would you even want to consider taking all those chemicals and those drugs? Why not go homeopathic? Well, you all know about all the homeopathic doctors that were killed over the last 5, 6, 7 years. Sometimes 15 homeopathic doctors died mysteriously in 1 month. Big pharmaceutical company, Merck, made sure that Brandy Vaughan was killed down in Santa Barbara. And I'm sure the coroner was paid off to say she died of natural causes. But she told us, she warned us, she knew people were breaking into her house. She said, I have a little boy to raise. I do everything homeopathic. I take my vitamins. I don't smoke. I don't drink. And I would never commit suicide. Committing suicide is a sin against God. Her son finds her dead on the floor in the house. See, these big pharmaceutical companies, they have very good paid assassins that will come in and they will off you to shut you up. And the American people just keep marching along and your memories are very short. And you don't ask any questions. Why not? It makes me angry that the American people are not standing up as one unifying voice and saying, we are not going to take it anymore. Hell no, we're not going to go. Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci should be brought up for crimes against humanity, and it's not happening from what I can see. Too many people are being paid under the table millions and billions of dollars to protect them. Well, we have the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Bilderbergs and the Kennedys and the Clintons and the Obamas and the Fords and the Carnegies, who look upon us as a useless eaters and feeders. They talk about sustainability. Then why are you allowing the borders south of us to be completely wide open and allowing them to pour over our borders? Folks, this is Maggie Rose. I'll be back on Monday. Yes, I'm pissed off. I'm as pissed off as all hell, because there's not enough of you that are asking the hard questions and stepping forward. There's not enough of you that are saying, you know what, we're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to do that anymore. We're taking back our public schools. We're taking back our private schools. Even if it means one of you has to give up a job and stay home and homeschool, for God's sake, stay home and homeschool. Don't allow the federal government, through its publicly funded federal dollars, to be brainwashing your children anymore, making them question if they're a boy or girl, and then taking them down to do sex changes and telling them not to tell their parents. You people need to understand they are attacking our families from within and without. They're attacking us as an American people. We are the last bit of defense. If we go down, so does the rest of the world. Are we going to let them do that? God bless you all. God bless America. And please, please start asking the hard questions. Don't just listen to these shows for entertainment. We're not here to entertain. We're here to inspire, motivate you, educate you, and tell you to get off your asses and start pushing back. Have a good weekend. Till Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Jeffrey Bennett's Edge of Darkness. I'm your guest host, Maggie Rose.
Do you think we have time? These are the days of the empty hand. Oh, we hold on to what you can. Charity, charity is the coat you wear. Twice a year, this is the year of the guilty man. Your television takes a stand, and you find that what was over there is over here. So you scream from behind your door, say what's mine is mine and not yours. I may have too much, but I'll take my chance and say I sang it 20 years and a day. There's nothing changed, the human race found some other guy and walked into the flames. It's hard to love, Jesus has so much to hate. Hanging on to war, there is no home to speak out. In the wounded skies above, say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.